Hey, this is The Lowdown with Lindsay Lohan. This is my chance to share with you all some amazing people, places, and things that are inspiring to me. I hope that each episode will challenge you, inspire you, and give me the chance to share more of my life with all of you. Today, I'm talking with musician Parson James. We're going to discuss getting his start in New York, navigating through the music industry in the age of TikTok, and the lowdown on what he's working on. Welcome to The Lowdown. Well, I am Lindsay Lohan, and welcome to The Lowdown. Today, I have a very special guest, a very dear friend, family friend, and inspiration to a lot of people, including myself, Parson James. Welcome to The Lowdown.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. I'm great. I'm so excited. I'm so happy for you to be on this program. This is awesome.
I know, it's so exciting to be able to actually see each other. We should definitely be Zooming more. What's wrong with us?
I think that 2020 made people like, so like, we've Zoomed enough. Maybe we took a break and we'll be back home.
Yeah. People want to be out and about. So Parson, I just want to introduce you to everyone listening. Just maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, about, you know, what made you want to pursue music? How did growing up in the South affect you as an artist and kind of bring that side of music into you? Just introduce yourself to everyone so that everyone can get to know the wonderful Parson James.
Well, I grew up in South Carolina, and I really don't remember a time, as cliche as it sounds, that I was not like opening my big mouth and singing. So I think that the first instance that I can recall that I was actually like enamored of music was when I was about 5 years old. And I had seen the movie Selena. And at that moment, it was at the end of the movie, there was like this, her last ever performance. And it was like a bonus footage or something. And I just would watch and rewind and rewind and rewind. And I just got so obsessed. And then from that point on, I saw nothing else for myself to do. I was always a singer. I found various ways to be involved in music. Where I was from was so like church heavy. So, you know, my dad is Black and my mom is white. And so I went to a Black church when I was growing up. And so the gospel element sort of formed there.
I was just going to say you had a lot of gospel in you.
And so, yeah, I mean, I had no choice. My grandma made me go to that to church like every Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, all the things, whatever. And I fell in love with like choirs. I fell in love with, you know, that's where I just fell in love with the piano. That's where I fell in love with big voices, interesting voices. And so I started doing like local talent competitions whenever I was a kid, and like just anywhere that anyone would listen to me. And ultimately I decided I was moving to New York City when I was like 16, turning 17. And I had a single.
I didn't know you moved to New York so young.
Which it's crazy to me, but looking back at it now, I think I was just like, my town is like 2,000 people, Southern, small-minded and stuff. So I was looking for an escape in the biggest way, and I had to go like quick. So I'm thankful my mom, you know, being a single parent, she allowed me to go, which, you know, that's amazing to me that she had that belief in me to let me go out there by myself.
Especially New York, like it's not an easy place to be on your own. Especially when you're young and
learning.
Exactly.
Especially when you're like from a place that has just a few stoplights, right? Like, we navigate this big whimsical city. But yeah, so that's when it all started. And it feels like, you know, at that time I was probably just like a little delusional. And I was just like, well, I think delusion's good though. I think that like when you have these big like dreams and anything's possible, that's when you can find beauty in the madness and whatnot. So, I just hit the ground.
Yeah, because you're open-minded.
Like, you don't know what's impossible yet. You haven't been like a, you know.
There's no expectations. Just everything is just happening around you, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't. So, because I never asked you those questions, like how old were you when you came to New York, 16? But what did you go to New York with the idea of? Were you like, I'm going to just start signing up to get some music gigs? Or how did that all come to fruition?
I think, yeah, that idea at the time was I moved to New York and I was going to perform my thought process. I'm going to perform at every place that I can. I'm going to go out and about. I'm going to meet everybody. I was so young, I wasn't really getting into every place, but I took up any like small gig that I could. So yeah, my dream was that I was going to get a record deal at some point. And, you know, for me, like New York was such a magical like place from the movies that, you know, I thought that you're going to walk into a club and they're going to be like, you got it, kid, you know, or whatever. Yeah, that's what I did start doing. I performed at so many random places. I had like a residency at this place. Did you ever go to Dwayne Parker? Did you know Dwayne Parker? It was like,
yeah. I know it, but I never went.
And it was like at Bowery. I think it used to be the old Bowery Poetry Club and stuff, but I performed there like every Wednesday on a soul night, making like $40 or something, but I was so happy. And
Yeah, because New York is hard to live in. I mean, even it's more expensive now, even, but it still was always, you know, it's not easy to live in New York to just survive and eat.
I feel like I didn't care either, too. Like, I didn't mind where I was sleeping. I probably had like 18 to 19 different apartments when I lived. Like, I was always on a Craigslist finding an apartment, living with like 7 people in Bushwick or something. Like, but I didn't care. And that was.
You lived the real experience.
Yeah, and.
Of moving to New
York.
Yeah,
exactly. It was a time, and it was definitely a time. I do credit New York with giving me. I'm so glad I moved there first and not LA first, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, that would have been a big difference. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, it's a whole different world, and I feel like in LA you need a car, and like New York you can walk everywhere, take the train, the subway. Like it just makes life easier. And also you're surrounded by different people. New York's always, people are always moving. So you always feel like you have to be moving with them.
Exactly. Yeah. The people thing is just a polar opposite. When I ultimately ended up actually moving to LA later, I was like, whoa, this would have been so weird for me as a kid at first. Like,
Do you still prefer, where would you prefer? I mean, I know you're, we'll talk about it in a minute, but where you are now, but do you, which is kind of like the middle ground of both, I feel like in a way, but, did you prefer, were you missing New York when you were in LA?
Yes, so much. Because like I'm so nostalgic to the place because, again, being so young and doing so many things, just knowing that like, okay, I was this kid performing out there. I came out of the closet there. I had, got my record deal there. Like all these things that are just making me feel like it was my formative years and my coming into myself are based in New York. So I have that attachment to it. I never wanted to move to LA. It was just at a time period. And you remember this when the music industry just like stopped being in New York. It just went to LA. So I kind of just followed suit.
The music industry has gone through so much in the last decade with TikTok and everything. How are you navigating your career with all of this change and how everything's happened?
TikTok's great. It is an incredible thing that has happened in so many ways. I feel even the resurgence of like older music, just because, you know, these kids just like a song and they don't know who it is or care how old it is. They just, you know, I find that to be so incredible that like people can be winning. And, you know, we have artists that maybe the single was 20 years ago and they'll re-release it because it's popping again or whatever. So there's elements of it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's really cool for me. I struggle with the content part in terms of like, I don't know. I it's hard for me to sit and like be doing the like dances or that sort of thing.
Yeah, me too. I can't do that.
Like, and I appreciate it. It's not like I'm hating on it, but I've tried and tried and tried.
It's hard because we're used to a different, it's like when I did the song, Back to me. People were expecting me to like do my own video on TikTok. I'm like, wait, I thought we need a budget. We need hair and makeup. We need a studio. We need a choreographer.
We have to really do this. And it's.
Yeah, like I feel so old school because everything else is just done on its own. And it's kind of difficult to keep up with that.
It is difficult to keep up with. And I don't know. It's funny that. you know, I'm super interested to see what the next phase of this is going to be. Like, where is that going to, what's going to happen now after the TikTok situation in this visual and these right. very short moments that make an impact for the song, right? Because it's usually like a 12-second situation or something that is making this happen. A yeah. portion of the song, and you don't even know what the rest of it sounds like and stuff. So it's hard for me to navigate, but I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, of course. No, it doesn't sound like you are anyway. It's just, I think it's just trying to grasp it instead and kind of keep up with the idea of what it is. I mean, if I were TikTok, I would just create my own record yeah. label.
No.
TikTok, you should create your own label and me and Parson will run it.
That's not a thing. I'm surprised that's not a thing. That's crazy. And I know that, for me, like, my music is very soulful and deep and whatnot.
Very personal, from what
yeah.
I know.
And
of it.
Yeah, it's so personal and all that sort of stuff. And so sometimes when I was sitting there trying to do TikToks for these, I'm like, well, gosh, this is kind of like not lighthearted. So the TikToks and reels that I've done were more to show my personality, really. So I've dabbled in that way, like where I've found a sound really funny and then I'll do it. And I've seen you do it. Like, I mean, there's, because I love the comedy part of the thing. It's just I haven't yet grasped the music part for myself, at least.
Side of it, of how to put it together, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll have to have a session together, a TikTok learning session, and we can play around. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. I was thinking about when you were touring a lot. When's the last time you toured?
A full-blown tour for months and stuff has been since 2019.
Okay. That's kind of recent.
I mean, given what's been happening.
Yeah.
But then I've been doing shows since probably mid-2020, but like here and there. Like, so yeah, I did a thing in New Zealand. I'm about to go to do another like thing in New Zealand in a few weeks, like in June. And I have
exciting.
I'm so stoked.
I have a question. Allie wanted me to ask you this. She said, what's your favorite thing to snack on when you're touring?
Ooh, she's got the good ones. I think that depending on the city. My rider is so boring because I really just genuinely love charcuterie boards.
Me too.
If I see a good charcuterie board and like that sort of vibe, that's cool. But if I'm in like, you know, London or something and they're like array of chips that don't exist here or crisps that don't exist in America, they get me. I'm like, oh my God, I've never even thought of this flavor on crisps or whatever. So a fair mix of those two.
So what can we expect in your new music and what do you hope to inspire in people in your new music?
I'm so excited about everything. Like moving to Nashville was such a vital decision and moment and pivot for me as a human. I left LA like, you know, right after the end of 2020. And it was really abrupt the way that I left, but the opportunities just kept presenting themselves. Like, you know, a housing situation worked out. Like, you know, it was an easy exit for me to go start this scary but new journey to be in a city that I don't really know that well. I mean, I am Southern, but Nashville is a special place in its own, like, tight-knit community. So I wanted to challenge myself anyway and live alone for the first time. And so, you know, that experience has inspired the music because I've had no other option besides fully sitting with myself and realizing and understanding things that I have needed to work through. And in doing that, it's made the music even more vulnerable, but it's also surprisingly given me an opportunity to sometimes not take that pain or take situations that could be otherwise seen as dark or whatever, like, and I've been able to take these situations and kind of make light of some stuff in a way that is very indicative of my personality. So, you know, people might think, oh, that person guy's singing all these sad songs, what, I wonder, and it's like, I am not that person every day. So I've been
But it's not, I mean, it might not be sad to you, right? It could just be people could, or they all sad?
No, they're not all sad. I will say they're not all sad, but I think that I've got, you know, I have some music that I never thought that I would be putting out, that I'm putting out, that sounds sonically lighter than things I've ever done. And I just, I'm so excited. I just feel like, I'm just in this place right now where I'm just doing this for the fun and love of it, which was exactly what that person was doing when he was 16, 17 and moved into this.
That's fantastic. I really relate to that because when you're, you know, you're younger, for me personally, and it sounds like a little bit for you too, you're kind of, you're always worried about what's next and how to make it and how to do it the right way, yeah. Right? So you're not really in the you side of it, of what do I want? How do I want to do this? It's kind of like you got to take what you're going to get and you just have to, you know, run with it.
Exactly.
And then when you take that time for yourself to just start, you know, self-reflect, really take time to realize what makes you happy, what is going to bring your work to a different level as an artist and your craft, it's people, places, and things, and it's taking time alone for yourself. And when you get older and you can go back and look at that and kind of start working in your new self in a way, everything just feels different. Yeah. It's like a whole new rebirth of exciting and it's, you know, it becomes contagious to others around you too. So I'm really happy that, you know, you've come into your own in the way that you want it
Thank
to be.
Thank you. I mean, also I feel the same about you. I mean, it's just, you said you hit it right on the head. What is that expression? Nail on the head.
Nail on the head.
it had for so long been not about what I wanted. It was more like what would they want or, you know, that sort of thing. So it just feels good. I mean, I do love living alone. I don't feel like I could ever live with another person again. I say that now, but it's
just. You say that until you fall in love.
Because
I was living alone until you know, Batter came into my life. Maybe that's why that happened, because I was living alone and taking, you know, learning what it's like to adjust. And that was like, you know, really the first time I was really, really alone. I always had someone checking in, an assistant or something. Yeah, living alone's refreshing.
It is refreshing. And you have to come visit Nashville whenever you get a chance. It's a funny place.
I know. I'm going to come with Aliana. She's been there. I've never been. So you two will have to take me around.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We got you. We got you.
So the project you're working on right now, there's nothing you can tell us really about the album title or anything. That's not.
I will hold the title back. I'm so excited.
Don't if you can. Don't.
I will hold the title back. But, you know. So my first ever EP was all about me coming out of the closet, and it was very gospel inspired and it had all these gospel elements, but yeah, I was singing about something that the church told me like I was wrong for being. So I had this record that was so self-reflective and it was all about like, you know, I'm never going to be quiet again. I'm going to speak up. I'm going to be proud of who I am. I'm going to own it and da 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 da. And in turn, I hoped that people really resonated with that. And felt less alone too with that body of work. And this one, that kid that put that EP out, which I keep referring to myself as that way, but like that kid that put that EP out back then, I feel has just experienced so much in the music industry and life in general, as we all do, love, disappointment, you know, abandonment from, you know, teams and like label situations and all that sort of stuff. But I've never in my entire life lost the ability to believe that something great was around the corner. So this record is like super positive in the way that I know that the best is yet to come. And I also want people.
It is for you.
Thank you. I want people that listen to it. I want people that listen to it, feel that comfort. And that could be in any way, like if it has to do with they are hoping for the job, or they hope that they can get to a place where they can fall in love, or they hope that they can, you know, the messaging of it is very much inspirational in that way. Yeah, it's personal to me at the same time. So I am putting something out next month, so I'm excited about that.
Next month. Oh my gosh. So I don't know when your episode will air, but I hope it's around the time that yours comes out. I hope we can queue it up so that this comes for your song. That would be great. Amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we know.
I'll send it to you, by the way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yay. You always send me things to listen to. You know you can trust me.
I know I can.
I'm like a boss when people send me stuff.
we used to have listening moments all the time. We'd just back and forth sending things. And
I know. I'm trying to remember the last time you were in Dubai that I saw you.
It was in New Year's. I know that.
It was that long ago.
It was 2018 or 18.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's too long.
It's beyond. I can't even. But I hope that I can get back soon.
Yeah, you're always welcome here for sure. We'll do something and get you here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so that you have to come.
To get back over there. So excited to see you in person.
How long are you in LA for?
I'm here until the 24th. I have not made the decision if I'm going to Coachella or not. I probably won't. But that would be the only.
I have a thing. Maybe don't go until you're performing at it. Only go when you're performing.
That's when it's actually fun.
But
I think I leave on the 24th. And from here, I'm going to go over to the UK, actually, for a little thing. And when I get back from the UK, which is like second week of May, that's when I'm doing this special thing where I'm performing the new record and stuff. But
Great.
It'll be a really special moment. I'm overwhelmed by the ideas that we have and who's involved.
Okay, don't leave. Don't give it away. It's okay. Even though I should be doing the opposite and pushing you to give it for the listeners. Give me the lowdown, Parson. Give me the lowdown. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back. We're going to play a little game. There's two games. One's called This Is This or That. Okay. So we're going to play a little game called This or That. And it's just one or the other have to pick. And it's quick. You have to do it quick. Okay.
Hope I'm good at this.
Cottage town or big city?
As I've grown older, cottage town.
Electric pop or country?
Oh, probably country for the riding.
Live concert or listening party?
Oh, a live show, always.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl, yeah.
Los Angeles or Nashville?
Nashville.
In studio or live performance?
Always live performance.
Streaming or record collecting?
Toughie.
That is tough. That's a tough one.
Let's say record collection. It's just nothing like it.
I have a record player and I have Stevie Nicks in it and Fleetwood Mac.
That's literally like one of the first ever records it's on.
It's like a Friday afternoon hit and we put it on.
Yeah, I probably have all the same ones.
All right, Nashville hot chicken or Southern barbecue?
Nashville hot chicken. Ooh. You what? It's so good that I can't even describe to you. When if you eat meat, I don't know if you do or not, but
I do. I do.
When you're there, you're doing that.
And I like both. Summer or winter?
Huh, I love both. I hate being hot for no reason. Like if there's a body of water, then it's great. Yeah.
So you couldn't live in Dubai in the summer.
I don't think so. I wear too many hats.
Because it's just hot for no reason.
Just sweating for nothing.
And it's the humid hot, which you wouldn't expect because it's a desert, but it is humid hot here.
Nashville's so bad too with humidity, but
Oh, it is? How hot does it get there?
It gets like 100 or something like that, but it's humid. It's swamp. It's like you walk outside and it's like you took another shower or something. It's like so bad. I've luckily missed the hottest
months. That's like here.
I've missed the hottest months.
Okay, you're lucky then. It's like you have to almost plan your tours for when it gets hot.
How do you constantly find AC like as much as you can.
You kind of have to go from AC to car. Like in the summer, it's sometimes we've taken like walks, or I've tried to jog at night when I think it's cooling down. But in the summer, in like August, it's, you really can't. You just shouldn't. You just go from AC, car, AC.
That would be me.
It's not like you can't. And with my white skin, I would be like a crisp piece of bacon or like an overcooked salmon.
Not that. I can't with that.
I put sunblock on here and it's like 50 or even, I mean, 70, they say doesn't work even, but I find like I keep layering 50 and I still get pink.
Oh my gosh.
In places. It's so strange. I don't understand it.
Oh my. Yeah, I don't know how you.
It's not like I get like cute freckles like I used to. I get like bright purple pink and then freckles.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, you just, it's not, we're lucky right now. The weather's still good, so. Good. Touch wood.
I'll test it for you too.
All right, this next game is called the Low Down and Dirty. Ooh. It's not very dirty. It's, what's your all-time favorite song?
It's so strange. It's the only song that I sing at karaoke. I've never sang any other karaoke songs. And it's Video Games by Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, oh, really?
It's literally.
I love that song. I love her.
That song. Yeah, it's funny because everyone at karaoke, my friends go out, everyone's singing like, Shot to the Heart or something, and I'll just go up and. In the backyard.
You're preserving your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You're... I don't know what. I'm trying to think of what my karaoke song is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a 38 special song or Journey.
Oh, I think it's Journey. We've been to karaoke before. I feel like it was Journey. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Journey. Yeah. One of Journey's songs.
Never.
I go old school, though. I go like, because it's like songs I used to listen to when my dad was driving his sports car. It's like, that's what I do with karaoke.
It's definitely like a nostalgia about it. Like, you should be going to karaoke to sing songs that you were screaming at the top of your lungs as a kid.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I do hip hop. I think my go-to is, I actually think my first go-to, my warm-up is Forgot About Dre. Eminem and Dr. Dre. That's because I know every single
just to get the muscles loose, just to like
get the juices moving.
I feel like Juicy by Biggie is another one that is great for.
That's another good one. All right, who is your dream musical collab?
Adele, like that's just up there. Like Adele is beyond to me. But honestly, I think that. If I did something with Chris Stapleton, it'd be mind-blowing.
I would love.
I did a cover of Tennessee Whiskey that it for some reason went like top 10 in Australia for no reason. I don't know. It was just something that caught on, right? And
really?
I've always wished that he heard. I don't know if he heard it or not, but I love his voice.
You should send it to him directly and be like, let's do a duet together.
He obviously lives in Nashville, so I should find it.
I mean... No shame in asking.
There's not.
I would just do it. Who was your favorite musician growing up?
Selena. It was always Selena, and it's so strange. I don't have any, like, I don't speak Spanish.
I love her too, really.
I have her tattooed right here on my arm.
I never noticed
Selena's
that.
Selena's here. My mom's there. Amy Winehouse is here.
And I love that her sister was her drummer. Like,
yeah, Suzette, yeah. Ugh.
She's in the family.
Such an icon. I mean, still talking about like 25 years later or something. 30 years almost later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love Selena.
Okay, what country would you love to visit and why?
I mean, I would love to visit the continent of Africa. And I think that... I would like to see Zimbabwe in Africa. So I want to go, obviously, for obvious reasons. I feel like it would be such an ethereal, powerful experience to kind of witness and be in that land for so many reasons, for, you know, to feel a little connected to my lineage, to see it. Yeah. Like, you know, it is the bucket list for me.
Maybe you could do something. I don't know if you're interested in this, but some work with Save the Children there, and then you could do a concert where you raise, you know, that could be something that you could do.
If I ever got that opportunity. Yeah. I mean,
you could even write a few songs there, an album there, just to, if you find peace there.
I bet you would be so inspiring. I bet you that would be a constant flow state of inspiration.
Yeah, I think that would be great. What advice would you give to someone who wants to be a performer?
I would say, this is what I would say, because I truly do believe this, that nothing is impossible. If that's what your heart is telling you to do, go for it. And try to keep the fun and the light in whatever you're doing. And you have no choice but to be happy.
Oh, I love that. Always, I feel like always, yeah, keep your chin up.
Yeah.
And be happy and realize and appreciate the simple things in life. We always forget that, to live in gratitude. I always do a gratitude list. I do it every day.
It's so important to do that. It is like a game changer.
Yeah, I think it's just reminds you of the things that you're grateful for, how simple some of the things could be. Could be like my bed.
Yeah. I love that bed. I love this thing. Thank you for letting me be sleeping.
Yeah, or just having one, you know, we forget. There's so many things to be grateful for that it's so easy in this world because it moves so fast to remember all that.
And a big thing
was a little thing.
Present is another major thing.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel about this, but like some of the biggest bucket list moments for, like, you know, what I was dreaming about as a kid that I've gotten to do, I feel like I was moving so fast that, like, you know, I don't have tangible, clear memories of some stuff. I'm not going to say that's a regret.
Yeah, you're future tripping. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Stay in the present. Okay, what excites you most about the music industry right now?
I'm excited by a lot of female representation in the production lanes. I'm seeing so many female producers, which, you know, and I've got a chance to work with some, and I just feel that that's so brilliant to me. There is so much, I feel like so much potential for a whole entirely different music industry, given what it looks like gender-wise, or what it looks like, you know, people that we just weren't seeing before. I find that to be amazing. I also find excitement in the fact that it's the wild, wild west in terms of you can do what you want. You can, you know, and your people are, you know, no matter how many years you've taken off or whatever, say if you're in between projects or something, it feels like you're forgiven if you have a great song. Like, if you know what I'm saying, like people kind of are embracing people regardless of where they are, who they are. Like, I think the TikTok thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
The kids probably don't even know what the artists look like. They just love the song. So the songs are getting the power now too. So that's
right. Which is great. Yeah, that's true. What shows have you been binging lately?
I literally just binged last night every single episode of Elite on Netflix. Have you seen?
Well, I haven't seen that.
It's a Spanish soap opera situation, but kind of like Euphoria, but it's based in Spain.
Okay.
So that one, and then I was so obsessed with Nine Perfect Strangers.
Oh, me too. I loved that show. That was so good. Like, I wanted it to not end.
And White Lotus 2 was another one that I was like that with.
White Lotus is great.
It's so good. There's TV right now.
I feel like you would like The Dropout. The Dropout's really good and super pumped.
Dropout, it's about Elizabeth, right?
Elizabeth Holmes story, But Amanda Seyfried's in that, and that's really good. And also, Super Pumped is, I'm blanking out on the name. What's wrong with me? Anyway, Super Pumped is really good.
good to know.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it, and it's about the Uber story. The battle for Uber.
That's good to know.
I feel like you'd like that. trying to think of what other shows. There's a new show coming out called Roar, which I'm looking forward to with Nicole Kidman and a bunch of other great actors.
I went for Nicole Kidman.
Anyways. So, okay, last but not least, well, there's two more things. What album do you have on repeat right now?
Rosalia's new album, Motomami. She's from Catalan, Spain as well. She's just so cool to me. She's like effortlessly, like so stylish, and she's so experimental. And her voice, because she uses a lot of elements from like Spanish gypsy culture. So the music is.
That's cool. I have to listen to her.
Yeah, I'll send you that album too. She's.
I was recently like on Jill Scott.
You got Jill Scott repeat. That's an amazing thing to have on repeat.
Yeah, I did for like I was going through a phase.
She's
Okay, so Parson, this has been so fun. Is there anything else you want to say to for everyone that's who's listening? Any other lowdown you want to give them?
Anything at all? Thank you for having me, and that I miss and love you deeply. So proud of you. This is an amazing platform that you have. It's been so great to talk, and I hope to see you IRL very soon. I will say there's a festival next month called Love Loud Festival, and it is based in Utah, and I am performing at that festival. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons throws this festival every year, and it's to support LGBT youth and to prevent suicide because there is a heavy amount of it in that region for the Mormon faith or whatnot. And I get to debut my song there at Love Loud, and I get to involve some beautiful children.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I'm very excited about that. So, and it's been a live stream on TikTok. So I'm just stoked.
I'm so excited. Congratulations. And good for you for always, you know, giving back to other people and doing everything that you can to use your music to encourage people to love themselves more, which I think is really beautiful.
You.
Love you, brother. Love you. I miss you too. Let's definitely speak more, and thank you so much for coming on the Lowdown. And I will see you soon.
Manifest.
Parson is a dear family friend of mine, and I'm so glad I was able to have him on my show. He has such a passion for music, and it's inspiring to hear about his journey as an artist. He brings light to so many through his work, and it was so cool to get an insider's look at his career. Parson has such a positive outlook on life, and I'm really excited for the world to hear his new music. If you enjoyed our conversation, do me a favor, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, and I'll talk to you next time on The Lowdown.